Dumpster Divas, welcome to another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister,
Kix Hamlet. We are here to dive into the reality TV that made us, well, the garbage we are.
I know, that's right. And expect like a mix of throwback recaps as well as chats about what we are still watching today.
Tom, are you ready to get into it?
Let's go. Hi.
Hey.
We're back. Hey.
Hey, how y'all what are you doing?
What?
I'm just nervous. I don't know why.
Why are you nervous? Don't be nervous. Okay. We're not going to, we'll leave this in. Hi, everyone.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
We pre-recorded our new intro and outro, and we're not used to like hopping into the pod without knowing that we're in the pod. We can say it. We could also just say it and then.
And then you can cut it.
Yeah. That makes your heart feel a little bit better. But.
No, it's fine. Today is, we had snow in New York City. We got to start with weather.
We you
know,
do. There's a lot to talk about, but weather is definitely something to start with.
Yeah.
No, but thank you guys for being patient with us and welcome to kind of the new version of what we are doing here on the podcast. So yeah, we're in kind of a new iteration of Dumpster Dive. We will obviously get into it here today. But we just wanted to kind of take a kind of little twist and turn to what we've been doing and lean in on some nostalgia. But also most importantly, how fucking hot do we look in that pod logo that you just saw on streaming app of choice? Now, if you don't see the new one, maybe just refresh, unsubscribe and resubscribe. Sometimes it doesn't update, but it's pretty fantastic.
It is fantastic.
And shout out to Kix and then also our photographer, Matt. Matt put the photo shoot together for us, and Kix has done all the post editing. So I have done nothing on that front. So I just want to give a big shout out to y'all.
Thank you. Uh-huh. We are quite pale. So I've had to.
I would say I look
olive-y.
I've had
to work some magic getting green out of our hair. So yes, thank you.
Yeah, we shot on a green screen. But we're white as fuck.
I do want to say with this new twist, if you will, on Dumpster Dive, it is something Tom and I, as you guys know, if you've been here from the beginning, Tom and I grew up on discussing trashy reality television, and we still watch it. And whether that comes in Bravo form, whether it comes in Tom's favorite TLC 90 day form,
MILF Island.
Sure.
Wait, no, that's not what it's called. That's a 30 Rock show. MILF Manor.
We just love it to our core, and we often navigate in our peace when we're like winding down for the evening to not only Bravo shows. We watch so much other trashy bullshit and old bullshit too that we just love to come back to.
Kix is currently rewatching season 9 or 7 of Top Chef for like about the 12th
four.
Time.
No, 4 is the best one. You have to, if you're going to.
I can't.
It's just like when I am down, which is quite often 90%
of my life. That's hard to hear because you've only been watching that recently.
No, I literally am always sad. But I've been on antidepressants for 10 years. But
new twist on the pod. Welcome back.
No, it's just it's comforting to watch something that, yes, sometimes they say horribly problematic things, and we will talk about that on the show because
I didn't think anything was really that problematic in what we watched.
No, I was shocked.
But what's happening is with the pod, so every other week we will have a nostalgia episode where we will be chatting about a reality show that many of our guests in the past have said was the reason that they started to watch reality TV. So every other week, we're going to watch a couple episodes of like an iconic part of a series. This week, we are covering the first 3 episodes of Simple Life, season 1, episodes 1, 2, 3. And we will just kind of dive into the history of the show, what made the show so viral, chat about what we loved about the show, and just kind of give you guys some fun facts about the show itself. And then on our reverse weeks, those other weeks, we will be having what we're watching episodes where we will talk about what's still happening in Bravo and TLC and all that stuff. So for those of you that are
not
like,
not just Top Chef,
and not
even
just
though
Top
there's
Chef,
a new season coming in a couple, in a week or so,
there is, but you know, even for those, for those Bravo heads out there who have been following us from the beginning and are like, no, you guys are leaving Bravo, I'm done. And it's like, well, we had to take a second from Bravo. And this is like a little happy medium that we found of doing some fun nostalgia as well as some new shite.
New shite.
Well, I want to get into it. Are you ready to do this?
Let's hit it.
Okay, so once again, we are talking The Simple Life, season one, episodes 1, 2, and 3.
It's technically uh-huh. Okay. It's pilot episode, then 1 and 2. So,
well, I don't think this was pilot though, because they couldn't film a pilot with that family and then go back there.
No, it's literally titled pilot, which felt crazy. Like you're saying, about to say
the title. Okay, well then, well, I'll get into that in a second, because the title I have is something different that I found elsewhere. I wonder. Well,
did we watch?
No, we watched the same thing, okay, but the title that I have. So episode's one title is Ro-Day-O, as in Rodeo, yes, versus Ro-D-O, aka by LA.
That's a mouthful.
A roller coaster of a title. Who put that down? Ro-Day-O versus Ro-D-O, aka by LA. It sounds like the white party, seafood soiree, girls and gays,
yes,
forever,
exactly.
Nini party. Now, episode two.
Never forget.
Okay, so episodes 2 and 3 titles both sound like alt names for this podcast.
Okay. Which, can't wait.
Which I felt, did you feel that you identified with them in many ways?
Yeah.
Okay. Kathy, we'll get into it. But episode 2. Dairy Farm and Divas.
Dairy Farm and Divas.
And then episode 3 is my favorite one. Sonic Burger Shenanigans.
It sounds like every, like, what, first grade nonfiction, or sorry, first grade, like, fiction prompt you're supposed to write, like, in elementary school.
Dairy Farm and Divas?
Yeah, you don't write shit like that when they were, like, prompting you to, like, write, like, creative writing class.
Not even I was that gay to write divas at the end of anything.
I should have known. I'm writing about, like, dairy farm women.
Yeah, with heavy, heavy breasts. But The Simple Life premiered December 2nd, 2003. That is Britney Spears' birthday and almost my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And the show was produced by Bunham and Murray. They're the Real World people.
Oh.
They produced like season one of The Real World, which is
interesting.
I
mean, yeah, that makes sense.
It feels a little MTV in ways, but
yeah.
And the premiere of The Simple Life brought in 13 million viewers.
That's a fucking lot.
13 million people watched those future insurrectionists sitting around that house.
Not Paris and Nicole, but
no,
the other one.
The family. I'm like, 13 million?
That's a ton.
No, Bravo show. To put this in perspective for people, like Bravo, the peak episodes of Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills like is like notoriously these days like their most viewed, will sometimes hit 2 million viewers, and then it gains like maybe like a million or a half mil in like DVR and streamed stuff that comes in later.
Not DVR.
Oh yeah, people have DVR. What else do you want to call it?
DVR.
Recorded on their cable? Yeah, what do you want to call it? People still record shows. And DVR is a thing on like YouTube TV and Hulu Live and stuff like that. It records for you.
Okay.
What else do you want to call it?
I don't know. That just really shook me that people still have DVR. Wait, before we get too much into it,
No, I've never seen it.
Have you seen the show?
No, never seen it. Have you? You've never seen it.
I haven't either.
Yeah, no.
And when I was watching it, I literally texted Tom and I said, we really fucking missed out.
Well, and I do remember actually. So I have a very vivid memory that came to me as I started watching it. And that was that I believe it was airing right around the time that American Idol was on, and we were diehard American Idol fans, and I remember promos for Simple Life, and I remember mom and dad saying that we couldn't watch it. Which, you know what? I kind of get it. Because, like, they are talking about, like, big dicks and getting, like, dick down in the farm. When they propositioned the son for a threesome, and they were like, he's got to live for something in this life.
I die for it.
No, I die for it too, but, you know, there's a lot of things that mom and dad said that we couldn't watch that in hindsight were so stupid, but this I do get.
I was in third grade.
I was in sixth grade, yeah.
Yeah.
A little too young. But so the first three seasons were on Fox, and then the show got canceled because the girls were fighting.
Mm-hmm. And I looked it up because I remember not like from the time, but I just remember recently people talking about the now they're fine. Mm-hmm. And when I looked it up,
well, it was really 20 years ago.
I know. But the reason the reason they fell out mm-hmm. fell out is because Nicole showed Paris's sex tape at Paris's birthday party. I would never speak to someone again if they did that. Like I get it.
That's tough to hear. I was gonna say Nicole is really one of my favorites too.
No, I love her. And when I read that, I'm gonna preface with alleged because that sounds heinous.
Yeah, I don't like to hear that. But
in prep for this episode that we're recording, I did watch the Paris documentary, mm-hmm. which I highly recommend.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, we had talked about it in the past. Like it was
3 years ago, didn't it?
Yeah,
it was so good. I think it came out before the pandemic.
It did.
Where you been? Although I did say,
watching Top Chef, obviously.
Yeah. Well, when Kathy threw her in the limo in this episode one and took her phone away, I said, "Is she triggered? This is exactly what happened when she went to that prison in Utah."
I know, and especially because I watched the Paris documentary after I watched these episodes. It really puts into hindsight how influential Paris Hilton. Yeah, and perspective too. It's like Paris Hilton is, and she talks about it in her documentary, which you can watch on YouTube. It's really fucking good. She talks about how people say that she is the OG influencer, and it's absolutely fucking right.
No,
because
totally.
Like she's going
trendsetter.
She's a trendsetter, and now the girls are doing the Simple Life on Snapchat TV. They had other versions around the world. So it's the core of so much culture. And she would agree. I don't know. But I don't think I'm overstepping and saying that like the Simple Life and especially Paris Hilton is just what we are right now. And she talks about it in her documentary of like she created this monster, and sometimes she feels that way, like she kind of feels guilty.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she feels that guilty because she's like rich as fuck, but I do think that she really made us what we are, unfortunately, in many ways. But yeah, I agree. I mean, she's a legend. You say what you want about her, she's done some really fucked up shit, but she is legendary in her time here on earth somehow.
And this show like the really kicked off like her presence in pop culture.
No, this was like crazy that she did the show.
But it was such a big, I guess it was more Nicole, like
Nicole was not so the show initially was supposed to be Nikki and her, and then Nikki bailed at the last second and they threw in Nicole. Because Nicole, it's clear that Nicole is not as like, there's a difference to them. Like, I think that to me, I did not know who Nicole was when the show was airing. I can remember being like, I didn't know who Nicole was, but I like her, but I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Nikki being there would have made sense. But I actually think having Nicole there is better because she is, I think Nicole Richie is a gifted comedian.
She's a star.
No, she is hilarious. And now, for those that don't know, she's also like made her turn as an actress as well. She had a show, I forget what network it was on, but it was a reality show about her life, but she staged it. Like she called it like
It wasn't the Quibi thing, because she did have a Quibi.
She had that too, but not that. No, she literally, the show was like a scripted version of her life.
Is it Nikki Fresh?
No. That's the Quibi show.
Oh.
But it was so funny and like kind of a smart premise. I just think she's really smart, and I think she still needs to find, someone needs to find her like the perfect project to be in that can highlight all of her talents. She was also a host on Next in Fashion.
Yeah, she was on Next in Fashion.
No, Next in Fashion is the tan one. She was.
No, I know. She was a show on the first season.
She was on the Tim Gunn show.
She was a host. She was like a guest host for one episode.
Oh, well, she was a host. She was like a head judge on the Tim Gunn, Heidi Klum show on Amazon.
That's right. Yeah. She just gets it.
Totally.
Like, she gets her shtick. She gets culture. She gets pop culture. Like, she gets it.
She gets the joke, yeah. But after Fox canceled the show, it was then moved to E!, and it had a couple seasons there. I guess supposedly that the reason they had to do it is because they had contractually agreed to like a certain number of seasons, and they like got stuck with each other. But I also read that it brought in only 1.3 million viewers on its premiere on E,
which is a lot.
But that was, I read, is three times the viewership E had ever had for any program. So, because people and weren't watching shows on, like, that was the beginning of Bravo, that time frame.
Yeah, because Kim K also, like, on season four, she was, like, shot in it a couple times. She wasn't, like, a main character, but she was in it as Paris's assistant. Yeah. So, that was, like, her first. That's what made her a dumpster diva.
That's her diva, yeah. and then there was supposed to be a remake of it. Did you read that? With Kelly Osbourne and Kimberly Stewart. Kimberly Stewart is Rod Stewart's daughter, and Kelly Osbourne is obviously Osbourne. And I guess they were like only a couple days into filming, and Kelly was like, I can't do this.
Well, that's what, when I was looking at some like fun tidbits and stuff, I read that the family who hosted them on season one had a very difficult like experience.
Well, grandma was on the struggle bus from day one.
Yeah.
She is sitting in the lawn like trying to like dress a chicken,
murdering chickens.
But just like dead in the eyes, singing like hymnals. I'm like, where are we?
It was some of the most bananas things. I was like cackling and gasping.
No,
like,
and the way they edited her to look like fully like Alfred Hitchcock Psycho.
Yeah. Exactly. What's her name too? It's something I wrote down all of the family.
I have the names.
Okay.
The names, where is it?
Oh, Curly and Richard. Well, let me go through the names.
So we have, well, yes, we have Janet and Ian, that's mom and dad. Mm-hmm. We have
Albert.
We have Justin. Who's Albert?
It's Janet and Albert.
Oh. Why did I have Ian?
Albert is the dad.
You're right. It is Albert. It is Albert. Because they're like, Albert hates me and he'll probably kill me one day. Nikki said.
And he said maybe.
And he said, honestly, maybe. The three boys, horsemen of the apocalypse, are Justin, Kane, and Braxton. Braxton?
Look him up.
Braxton Family Values, the youngest one. He is like, he was trying to like kill Paris's dog.
The whole time
he's throwing little Bruiser, or whatever that dog's name is, down slides.
Tinkerbell, Tom.
And Tinkerbell's tail is between his legs.
Freaking out.
I was like, what are we doing? And then Curly and Richard are grandma and grandpa. Curly to me is not a name for a woman, actually.
Well, our grandfather calls Tom Curly. So.
Well, that is not even why. Curly is just famous, one of the more famous characters in musical theater.
Sure.
Oklahoma. Sure. Yeah, our grandfather calls me Curly, which I couldn't tell you why. I don't have curly hair.
I have no idea.
But before we get into kind of these episodes, the shenanigans, the Sonic Burger shenanigans that they get into, Kix, what was happening in December 2003 this premiered?
2003 was incredibly iconic.
Okay, I can't wait.
So just in December, we're going to start with movies. Mona Lisa Smiles.
Love it.
Calendar Girls.
Love it.
Lord of the Rings Return of the King. Last Samurai. Something's Gotta Give.
The Last Samurai is not iconic. Well, I mean, it's iconic for...
Leprechaun Back to the Hood came out.
Well, that is more iconic to me than Tom Cruise in Samurai Get Up.
Yeah, I know. That's really fucking horrible. Cheaper by the Dozen also came out, which
Bonnie
felt
Hunt.
Like, no, the
Bonnie Hunt and Steve Martin.
Oh, right. Yeah. So some iconic movies, music wise, also tens across the board. The number one song in December of 2003 was Outkast's Hey Ya.
Never not a bop. When you hear Hey Ya anywhere, you are shaking like a Polaroid picture.
Tom and I literally have a dance to it.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but here we are. Do you remember any of it?
I do.
No.
I could do it.
You'll need to film it and put it on the Instagram. Okay. I don't remember. I couldn't tell you how it even starts. But unfortunately, we did do the dance at a middle school dance.
I wasn't going to bring that up. So some other just like bops that came out in 2003, Hilary Duff, So Yesterday.
Yeah.
Still because
Hilary was like the star of Cheaper by the Dozen, wasn't she? With Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, that's no. Cinderella story, you dumbass.
No, but there's a famous guy in it too. But she is in Cheaper by the Dozen, I think.
She is in Cheaper by the Dozen. Yeah. But Baby Boy by Beyonce, of course.
Dangerously in Love, literally what an amazing hits. Album. Yeah.
Three Doors Down, Here Without You. Here Without You, baby.
Three Doors Down also gives big, like, I feel like when everyone left the Insurrection and like went back to like the Marriott, they all were playing Three Doors Down in the lobby.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Like, it feels very, like, I just did something really naughty for my country.
I hate that so much. So some really other iconic television premiered in 2003. Just in reality TV, ANTM, America's Next Top Model, premiered in 2003.
Wait, season one?
Yes.
In my brain, it had already... I guess that makes sense, but in my brain, it had already been a thing.
Yeah. The Mythbusters.
R.I.P. That guy's dead.
I know. Some other excellent television, The O.C., One Tree Hill, mm-hmm. Arrested Development,
great.
NCIS, Nip Tuck.
Oh my God,
so much gay shit came out this year. That's So Raven.
That's So Raven premiered in 2003?
Yes.
Wow.
Wikipedia told me all of this.
Oh, trust me, that's where I got all my information too.
On a straight level, NCIS and 2.5 Men. So
yeah, I don't care about those. I am laughing though because you're like, how iconic was 2003? The Last Samurai and Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh, shut up! I mentioned other important things. Tom and I went with our family to Lord of the Rings: Return of the King midnight premiere.
I'm so scared you're gonna be like, as a family, we all went and saw Last Samurai in theaters. we did go see Return of the King, and
it is one of my favorite childhood memories.
It's so gay.
It's gay, but we also spent like the weekend before as a family with like some of our childhood best friends and our parents' best friends. We watched the first and the second movie
to the pod. Kim, hi Kim.
Yes, hi. We watched the first and the second movie at our
didn't we watch
childhood
it the day
and,
that day and then the night
I think
we went.
So. Yeah, or it was like the day before, and then they slept over, something very wholesome. And then we saw it the next day.
It is wholesome when you think about it.
Yeah. I was recently talking about it.
Do you remember it was pre-assigned seats in theaters, obviously. So I think we'd got bad seats. Do you remember that? We were like looking up or something.
No, I don't. No.
I kind of remember like we had a weird seat and like we had to like look. I didn't care because I was so excited
we
to
did
be
it.
There.
Oh my gosh. It was for our dad's birthday.
That would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. The more you know.
We're here to talk about Simple Life.
We are. And instead we're talking about people dressing up as samurais. I promise one thing before we get into these episodes. And now, if you have not watched these episodes, all good. We're going to talk super generally about them and kind of clue you into what's going on. But to give some perspective, I didn't realize that every season had like a theme.
No, I had no idea.
So season one doesn't really have a theme. They're just like Arkansas is the theme. Like they literally go.
It's like farm.
Yeah, that's true.
Small town.
They go to this family's house. and live there. Now, that was the one question I had, is were they actually living there? Because part of me thinks that because it is 2003 and reality TV was what it was, they were.
Yeah.
So I'm not totally sure about that. But season two is a road trip. Mm-hmm. Season three is interns. So I guess they just went to jobs.
And no, I thought it was Greyhound bus.
No, I think it's interns. Everything I saw was interns.
No, Tom, I think they're interning on a Greyhound bus. Kix, like they're taking a Greyhound bus from internship to internship.
Kix, when you said they're interning on a Greyhound bus, I thought you said like they were interning for a bus driver on a Greyhound bus. I'm like, I don't think they have interns on buses.
No, they were taking a Greyhound bus from New York City or
and
somewhere
just interned down across America. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the theme is intern. I don't think the theme is a Greyhound.
Famous.
And then season four is Till Death Do Us Part. And I looked up what it meant because I was like, what is that? Are they just going from funeral homes? They're going to families and just like living with the families and just learning about
death.
I don't know, but just learning about their lives. And I did read that there is a, episode two or three, they go and learn about the Pakistani culture with a family. And I'm nervous that.
Yeah,
was not
I won't be tuning
produced
into that
in a way that was positive. No, and then season five is camp. I mean,
camp, not in a gay way.
Camp, and they went to camp, which I think why was that not earlier on the list here? I mean, that to me is pretty fun.
Yeah,
but this kind of sparked like in my brain. I feel like this sparked like celeb reality, because then that became a whole market for VH1 where they were doing The Surreal Life and then like all the celeb dating shows and things like that. Like I think that this was kind of a entry point to that, in the same way that Housewives opened up people sitting around just yelling at each other on vacations and things like that. So
about nothing most of the time. Yeah.
That's what the seasons are about. Getting into the episode. So once again, episode one is called Rodeo versus Rodeo, aka by LA.
So stupid. It's so stupid. It sounds like Sheree made it up. Spring, summer, fall, winter.
Yeah, it's
joggers.
It needs someone needs to go back and rework on that. And I don't know who that needs to be. But I mean, I'm happy to do it for free. It's just so it's titled something different. Because it's not spelt Rodeo versus. I understand what they're doing. It's funny. Yeah. I think Rodeo versus Rodeo is funny. But the way they spell it.
But are they spelled different?
No, they spell it. No, they're spelled the same way. That's what's funny about it.
Got it. Okay.
But the way they spell it, they spell it phonetically, which is so weird to look at. And then it's AKA by LA. Because everyone knows that Rodeo versus Rodeo means by LA. I'm sorry. I just can't stop thinking about it. But anyways, they start the episode. Now, Kix and I have not texted about this show at all. Just outside.
Tom just took his glasses off like he's about to say something really serious.
I was not prepared to see Kyle Richards' old fucking nose, face, forehead, eyelids, lips, chin.
Her and Kathy. Old faces.
But see, Kathy, the thing about Kathy is like we've seen her old photos before. Kyle was not famous for all of her life. I mean, she was, of course, a star when she was a BB, but I don't think we had eyeballs on her in this time frame because
her nose, it's a Hilton nose. Paris Hilton has the same nose.
She just looks so, and this is going to be really mean what I'm about to say, but pedestrian. She also came across so fucking like hungry for the camera. Yes. So they're like, they have like a farewell to Paris. She's about to go be trapped on a farm for 30 days party.
They're late. They fly in on a helicopter.
Land on a helicopter and.
Which don't get in a fucking helicopter. I know. End of story. Just don't. Just stop it. Ugh.
I know, but you know, people. Just they also flew private too. They had a death wish.
Also, don't do that.
I know. I agree. But Kyle is just like Kyle gets like two kind of interview moments, and then one. Did you hear her screaming like, "I would rather have no food for 6 weeks than no cell phone"? I was like, "Girl, what? Like this is our relatable Bravo queen." I mean, I don't think she's relatable, but a lot of y'all do.
Something I did write down. Should I get a small dog?
I don't know. I mean, they're not for me, but they are for you. So I don't, I guess,
Paris being able to like carry that fucking dog everywhere and like the dog being able to like, oh, here, there, on a plane, in a car, on a bus, on a train. I was like, maybe I need a fucking tiny ass dog.
It doesn't mean that they're not a lot of work. I think that's the twist yeah. with the small dog. It's like, it doesn't make it easier. Like they're still annoying when they're puppies and like you still have to pick up their shit and pee and like.
But it's smaller.
But it's, the poop is smaller, but you get so used to the poop.
Something moving quite along. A couple other things that like in the beginning of the episode, when they were not, it wasn't the intro sequence. It was like when the announcer, who is always there, which I found really odd. They always have like a narrator.
Well, the narrator to me sounded like he had the Scream voice filter on. Like, hey, Sydney.
Honestly, yeah.
It sounded like that. He was like, Paris and Nikki have no money.
No, he literally says white hot sex appeal. 30 days, no money, no luxury.
When they said the white hot sex appeal, I'm like, this was on network television.
Yeah. Network.
Yeah. But so they have this farewell party. They get on a jet and then they head out and they take away their phones, their money. Everything they have.
Allegedly,
and I literally was crying laughing when they land and they get off of the plane. And the woman, the like stewardess goes, thank you for flying with us or something like that. Nicole's like, okay. And then like keeps walking and then she goes, where the fuck am I?
No, they don't know where they are. Like, I genuinely believe that when they were like, they don't know where we are.
So when they're in,
for many reasons, I'm sure they told them the city and the state, and they still were like, I don't know what that is.
Sure. I mean, when I think they told them the Ozarks and they're like, water? Like what?
I honestly did write. It took me a second to realize it was Arkansas, not Lake of the Ozarks.
What do you mean?
Lake of the Ozarks.
I'm assuming the Ozark Mountains go to the Lake of the Ozarks right?
They were in the bottom of the Ozark.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so they're in Arkansas and we learned that they're going to a family farm and they're living on the farm and just kind of navigating life on the farm. And once again, we meet the fam. Now, I really loved Grandma. And she's scary. I mean, I wouldn't want to cross Grandma.
No.
And she is like a real salt of the earth woman. I mean, she's like, you need to know how to live off of a farm.
Like, learn how to, like, snap a chicken's neck and then pluck it with your bare fucking hands.
That's what she does for fun. And this is,
she was,
when they
the
got
grandma
there.
Was, Oh, the grandma was looking at them. They like they were bad shit crazy when they were like, "I'm not touching that chicken."
No, I know. She's like, "Well, then how? Like, literally, how are you going to eat? Because we don't have food here."
I mean, she's right, but like,
yeah, it was shocking. And
I tried desperately to put my investigator cap on and try to find things about the leading family. Tried to find them on Instagram. Nowhere to be found. But what I did find was this hilarious New York Post article from December 8, 2003.
Okay.
I just want to read you some clips, some quotes that were taken from the members, or if you want to say residents of this place that they're in.
Okay.
They did a lot of things that were stupid. A local dairy farmer who fired the girls from the farm in his first episode. They were acting like.
Well, that man, we'll get to him, but no patience for them.
He's a fucking dick, but yes. Okay. The way they were acting here on the streets was a disgrace. I have a younger stepdaughter and they were using the F word around her. Scantily dressed. They were also living in a house with kids talking like that. That's everything we teach our kids not to do. They had no respect. I kind of get it.
Honestly, I mean.
Okay, this gets better. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, there's an ad in front of the thing. Okay, the girls came up to me and asked if they could buy a couple of police suits and work in the prison. I told them there's no place for joking around. This was the sheriff.
I can't.
Okay, this is what when it gets a little more juicy. Well, no, there's two things. Paris and Nicole got kicked out of the Leedings farm 3 days before they were supposed to leave.
Oh, I wonder if that happens on the show.
Yeah, that's I need to finish. I bought the whole season.
Yeah, same. It was $5. Okay. Why didn't we buy that on the same account? I'm also wondering, but we'll take that offline.
Okay. This was from one of the family members. It doesn't say who. I cleaned their rooms and they were a mess. They had camouflage 90s. Hold on.
They were trying to fit in.
Crest white strips.
Okay.
Xanax bars.
Xanax bars?
And a pack of cigarettes. It was the good thing they only stayed here for a few days or I would have kicked them out myself.
Well, it was iconic when they went to the dairy farm and they just like hopped in his hot tub and were like, we're going to just...
No, hilarious.
We're going to hang out here while you work.
But they were actually working.
They were. No, they were. Like, do you think people actually drank that milk? They were working.
It wasn't just... I mean, sure, it's B-roll, but they were actually working.
Wait, I found Braxton Ledding.
Is he in jail for storming the Capitol?
Doesn't seem to be. But he does have a lot of photos of him standing on railroad tracks with a guitar.
You took a photo like that for your senior photos.
Not a railroad track and not with a guitar.
No, I was at a theater.
I was standing outside a theater, okay.
No, they have a lot of bank stuff, which I didn't dive too much into. But
did they go work at a bank?
No. I don't know.
Like bank, like money issues?
No, the Leading, like, there's, like, a bank in town that's called, like, the Leading Loans or something.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I'm sure they wreaked havoc on this town. And this town only has, right? So, they do a cut.
Small.
They do. Well, wait. They do a cut to it, and it says 800-something people. It is now down to 600 people in 2020. Yeah. And 300 of those were at the Capitol.
Allegedly.
No, so they get to the farm, they're meeting the fam, and the first episode is really just them kind of like getting their bearings, most of which is figuring out if they can skin the chicken. And the episode ends with them with the, I'm hoping, 18-year-old son sitting on the porch with them talking. And
yeah,
he gets up to go get a jacket because he says he's cold. And they're like, Nicole's like, we should just have a threesome with them.
As a full joke, of course. But
and she
yes.
goes, let him have something.
She has incredible one-liners. She also said, I'm not plucking anything but my eyebrows.
I bet you she didn't write that. I mean, I bet you no one wrote that for her. I think she probably said it. Also, did you see?
And I didn't.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I was going to say, I just didn't understand until I was watching the Paris documentary about how, I guess, iconic it was that Paris didn't know what Walmart was, which I thought was fucking hilarious. But
yeah, I had never, I guess that's like wildly famous and we just like didn't know about it, but I had no idea. Yeah. This is such a blind spot for me, the show. So
same.
This really came on fresh eyes. So.
But what I did want to mention, as people from, we're not from a small town, we're adjacently from a large city.
Yeah, with about 300,000 people.
Also known
people.
As a suburb. Yeah. People did, no lie, not even a joke, people did hang out in parking lots.
That's true. We did it.
The Tom Thumb parking lot, to be specific.
Which Tom Thumb parking lot now has some dark stuff happening in it. Do you know about that?
Oh, what's happening?
Well, Tom Thumb, allegedly, is like the place where all of buzzword for the episode insurrectionists go to meet. And then the Kroger is where they do all of the liberal things. You didn't know about that?
No.
Yeah. This is tea for no one who's listening, but
except like two people listening.
Yeah, that's why mom and dad stopped going to Tom Thumb.
Who? We never were a Tom Thumb family.
We go sometimes. I've been in Tom Thumb.
We were Kroger girls.
Also, Tom Thumb is a awful.
What? Stupid fucking
that
name.
An awful name for a grocery store. I feel like most grocery stores' names are like a last name. Like, for instance, Albertsons. You're like, that's not a name of something. That's just a last
name. That's clearly
name.
A last
Kroger name. Kroger is clearly yeah. a last name. Tom Thumb?
But isn't it spelled like T-H-O?
No. Are you thinking of the word thumb?
Surely it's someone's last name. That's what really sucks about it.
Thumb? Wait, what are you saying? Are you serious?
No, I'm saying there's no way that Tom, Mr. Thumb, came up with a name.
I don't want to talk about this.
Genuinely think someone's last name is Tom.
Do you think it's named after his son's thumb? Oh my God, I actually can't. Well, episode two, we get to jump into Danny's Dairy Farm, which another name for that sound, honestly sounds like a strip club. Danny,
it does.
Danny's Dairy Farm. And now Danny is a terror. Okay.
He's an asshole.
Danny is a terror. But I would hang out with cows. Would you? Why not?
No.
They're so nice.
I knew you were going to fucking say this. I knew you were going to be on the cow's defense
now,
for this.
I learned something. And, you know, I look, I think of myself as smart in ways and really dumb in others. But
no, you're
you
very
say that
smart.
And then no one else I've ever met has said that. So
no, you're literally by definition. Look at your ACT, SAT.
My ACT
you're, like,
was not
literally
that good.
Smart.
My SAT was fine, but.
You're like in one. Weren't you in like the top 10%?
No, I was not, but I was near it.
Okay, I was in bottom 50, so fuck you.
I think I was in the top 15% or top 20%. I didn't know that cowbells were meant to summon the cows. I thought they were around their necks to make noise.
I did too. I was worried with it. Yeah.
Is that were they using it the wrong way, or is that actually what it's used for?
I would love to know. I didn't look it up, but I would love to know.
In my brain, it just hung on their neck, right?
Yeah, so you could like know that
as
they were
if,
coming.
But then I was thinking, I was like, well, wait, it's a cow. Like, I'm going to see it coming. Like, what?
Our parents are going to scream at us. Our dad is from Cowtown.
But that doesn't mean he knows anything about cows. He never worked on a farm, okay? Mom would know more.
No, but literally the girls say, who knew you could wake up a cow
and
with
I
a
said,
bell?
Right, same. Like that was in that and at that point we were in about like moment 10 of me being like, okay, girls, me too. They continue to become more relatable to me.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it because 30 days is a long fucking time. Period. No,
I could not
let
last.
Alone being it's so out of your comfort zone.
I actually wouldn't survive for many reasons, one of which being I'm gay and they probably would probably bring me out back in the middle of the night. But
sure.
For other reasons, just like, I can't do that. Anything that they were doing.
No, and they kept talking about how bored they were. I imagine how fucking bored they were.
Putting that milk into those little glass containers for hours on end.
Wait, I was thinking about how bored they were. And then I was like, oh, well, they have confessionals. And I was like, they didn't do that much. However, the ladies on the leading family ladies were not in shoes. In their confessionals, they had their bare fucking feet on national television.
Ladies, I was like, "Who's the leading ladies?"
I know I had to clarify
the women, the family at home. They were barefoot.
The Mrs. Leading and Grandma Leading had no shoes on when they were filming confessionals.
I hate to hear that. Once again, 13 million people watched the premiere.
13 million.
13 million people saw her feet.
Ooh. Okay, something, just getting back to the dairy farm and how much of a dick this guy was, something he also said to the ladies, which was disgusting, and I wanted to report him to HR, was how you would do anything to drive something, wouldn't you?
Wait, he said you would do anything to what?
Drive something, wouldn't you?
What does that mean?
Like, drive like a fuck?
You would do anything to drive something? Like, sit on something?
Like sexual?
It's not a familiar, like, term to me for sex.
You're out of it. You're out of touch.
Sounds like it.
No, it really took me aback. But anyways, clearly it didn't.
I did appreciate him. You know, I appreciated one thing about him, and that was that he didn't care that he was on Fox Network, where 13 million people would be watching him. I do. It was refreshing in a way because we don't have people like that anymore. You know, bring back that, but also not his meanness. I just, I did like how he was like, I can't believe this is happening to me today.
I don't think he signed up for it.
No, I really don't think he did either.
But once I started understanding the premise of the show, like of the episodic of it all, of like, oh, they're supposed to get fired each episode.
But I think I'm sure they prompted them to be like, do whatever you can to get fired.
But $52, I think maybe $42.
No, it was 40. 50 was the Sonic.
Putting your hand
Sonic
in a cow's
day.
Asshole, running around a fucking farm to wake them up, literally milking them, and then putting the milk in 200 glass bottles. And also cleaning the shed. Absolutely not.
I don't want to see milk because honestly, milk is disgusting. And also, I mean, I think a lot of times, you know, we don't put two and two together. Milk comes out hot.
It comes out hot and it comes out of their bodies hot.
I mean, like it's not coming out cold from their udder. It's coming out piping hot.
Oh, God, that's so gross.
And then, like, putting hot milk into hot glasses on a hot summer day. But then I just liked that they, I said this earlier, but I just love that they're like, fuck this. Let's go hang out with Mr. Milkman's, Daddy Milkman's hot tub.
It was just, it's genius because, I mean, the producers were like, listen up, you're going to be doing this, but they also, I'm going to bring swimsuits. And Nicole Richie didn't have a top on, which I also thought was fucking hilarious. They not only were they swimming on the job, she also took her top off to make sure she didn't have tan lines.
I can't tell you how much joy these
episodes brought me. So much joy. And while all of this is going on, the youngest son is ruining Tinkerbell's life.
Tinkerbell is like, what did I do in this life to deserve
this? Is eating
this?
A cheese sandwich. Is going down a slide.
They show Tinkerbell's tail between his legs because he's like, I just got thrown down a slide.
I literally couldn't stop thinking about how much Tinkerbell would have suffered as on the show. No, also,
it was
there was
B
an open well in the bedroom.
Okay, we didn't even talk about that. When they open the house, they open the door of the house and they get there. They point to the ground and say, that's our well. To which, honestly, when obviously I know what a well is, but I too would ask what Paris asks, what do you do with that?
Wait, Tom, come on.
I know what a well is, but why is it inside your house?
Because they're sleeping in the fucking garage. They built this room for this. They talk about it.
Okay,
we don't have to get into it. Because of my queer brain, I watch so much like DIY house shit that I know that like you can dig your own well and get your own fresh water.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that. And also, it feels like a true crime moment waiting to happen.
No, that's what I was saying. That dog is going to be in that well.
Yeah, it's
going to
be fully like put the lotion on its skin in that well. That's what happens in Signs of the Lambs. The dog is in the carrier. Anyways, so they get fired from the daddy's milk shop or whatever it's called.
Danny, close.
They get back to the house, and Nicole seems to be propositioned for a gangbang. Like, what's happening on the lawn? Did you notice that?
It was so weird. She was standing in the middle of a group, and you could tell the producers.
I wrote down, protect Nicole at all costs.
You could tell the producers were like, okay, Paris, do something silly. Get ready. We're going to send Nicole out with like all of the locals in the family. Well, and then Nicole is literally standing in the middle of a circle of grown ass men that are like 2 feet tall.
Looking her up the down. Yeah. And have probably the dicks about as long as my AirPod case and like are just gross. But Nicole in that moment delivers, I think, my favorite line of all the episodes, which is this. I honestly do musical theater stuff, but I'm about to record an album. Which I said, same.
You and every other Brooklyn, New York City girl. No, it was shocking. And I also did notice that they changed so much. I know you're a shower girl.
I'm a changer,
You like love to change. I counted that they changed 6 times in one day.
My thing is, I don't want to smell like outside. And this moment that starts to happen, it's time to... The moment before that starts to happen, it's time to change clothes.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to sit around you when you smell like you've been chasing cows around.
But I'm sure they all kind of stink.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. Okay, and then our final episode, which now this was the episode that we really, really wanted to chat about, but we felt like we needed some build up to it. A very memeified episode, and that is when they go work at Sonic, episode called Sonic Burger Shenanigans. Now, I love Sonic so much.
Love it.
It's so fucking good. And I miss
breakfast,
it.
Breakfast, food, lunch, amazing. And dinner. Lunch and dinner. It's everything you want. Everything it's you need.
Everything you
need.
You
need a chaser before you go out, go to Sonic. You need a breakfast burrito in the morning to cure a hangover, go to Sonic.
Mm-hmm. Well, but before they went to Sonic, they had this weird little like scene, interstitial like scene of them at a quilting class. To which Nicole says, "This is so boring. What do you guys do to make this exciting? It's literally squares." She's like mad. She's like, "You guys so are upset. Literally sewing squares. So you don't even get to create anything. You just are putting a square on another piece of fabric and sewing it on."
She's like, "Why don't you just throw some paint on, like graffiti?"
No.
And then when she said graffiti, you would have thought someone just said, "I shot your son." She was like,
"Well, speaking of sons," then she goes, "Do any of you at least have hot sons?" And this woman in the corner turns around and she goes, "No, but I have hot grandsons."
Well, yeah, we do see them going out, which I thought was quite hilarious because the girls showing their tits, showing their tushies, kissing all the boys.
Like, what do you think they drank?
Vodka, Shvedka.
But because I don't... And in my brain, like, people weren't really drinking vodka sodas until, like, the 2000s. Like, publicly a drink. Like, I feel like you got, like, a vodka tonic or, like, a vodka and juice. Yeah,
cranberry. We would drink, like, in college, we would drink, like, vodka crayons.
No, same. I can't believe I did that to myself. There's nothing grosser to me than just juice all night long. Like, when you think about it, you're like, oh, I've had, like, four vodka crayons. So you've had four glasses of cranberry juice. You're going to shit your pants.
I don't drink it anymore, so no. Yes.
Now, when they get to Sonic, did this not bring you just back to Flower Mountain?
Yeah.
The people that worked at the Sonic, it's almost as if they're created in a cloning facility, because I think we had the same manager at our local Sonic.
What's even more iconic is something that few people know. Sonic was created in Stillwater, Oklahoma, where I went to college. The first Sonic is there. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's an Oklahoma staple. So I felt very connected because every Sonic in Stillwater looks exactly like this place.
Well, it's weird how every Sonic has that like little foyer that you can walk in if you like have an issue, but you can't really go inside.
No.
Like, you can talk to the manager if you need to, but it's not encouraged to step inside.
Yeah.
Because you can't pick up your food in there. You have to pick it up.
No, you have
outside.
To wait. You have to wait outside or in your car
or under the thing. Yeah. And when that woman came out with the I-9s for them.
Hilarious. I have that conversation almost every single day with a freelancer at work of like, you need to sign this W-9.
Oh, I could go off on that. You need to sign this W-9. I shouldn't, but yes, same. So they're working at Sonic, baby. What?
This prompts me a question. Are they technically freelancers?
I think they're being paid by Fox.
I'm kidding.
As an employee. About an hour and a half in, they like take their break. And they're like sitting on the ground, like mainlining French toast sticks. And like,
yeah.
They go. They're also just talking to this other rando that's just sitting there on the ground with them. And they're like, how long is this work day? And she's like, 7 to 3, baby. 7 to 3.
7 to 3.
And she's like, well, is it, Nicole's like, is it 3 yet? She goes, ma'am, it's 9:50.
They really, Paris and Nicole really thrived here because, I mean, they get to be on. Like, they get to be on the whole time. They get to flirt with people at the windows, at their car windows, over the microphone. They said, what are taxes, a couple times to people. Yeah. Hi, what's up? Welcome to Sonic. I really appreciated that.
I mean, the Sonic people are iconic in many ways because you oftentimes don't actually get to see the man behind, you know, the mask, behind the mirror. because like, you know, you talk to some, you know, there are people that are on their roller skates that roller skate out to you, which I did. That was something that I think they a missed opportunity. There was no roller skates involved.
Paris did.
She did?
Paris is an every woman. She can do anything. She can drive. She can do roller skates.
She can't really drive.
Nicole was like, I can't drive.
Well, I know, but I'm not going to say that Paris can drive. I mean, she
no,
was
but
like,
she was like, she's like, I got this. I'm going to drive. I can roller skate.
Well, I'm sure
what
she
else
was
do you
driving.
Need?
I'm sure she was driving stick around Rodeo Drive at like 8 years old.
Yeah, definitely.
No, you know, it's not like there are these iconic voices you hear when you're like, and would you like fries with that? Would you like ranch with that? You never get eyeballs on their face because they're like hiding back on a mic in the back.
But we get to see them.
We get to see them. So they go in. the woman asks, no, okay, so there are two managers. There is redhead manager, and then there's, I don't know, what's the nice word to say? Just the mean woman. There's like the fun woman and the mean woman.
Yeah. They are trying not to laugh, quite literally, the whole episode.
Well, the redhead like the is having Sonic fun. People. Like, she is trying not to laugh. The other woman is actually angry the whole time. Like, she's like, I can't believe these fuckers. And so I think redhead woman is like, y'all go fix the sign. And they fix the sign to say, half price anal salty wiener burgers.
Wait, but we have to go back to what the sign originally said.
Wait, what did it originally say?
United we stand.
Wait, it did?
Yeah, it did.
Oh my God. You know what? And
so this was an upgrade. Anal salty wiener burgers was a huge upgrade.
Well, you know, this is filmed in, I'm sure, 2002 or like early 2003. And that's deep in patriotic post 9/11 America, where like everyone was like, I bleed blue, white, and red. Like, that's just like, people were just so patriotic in a really creepy way. I mean, obviously, I understand being proud of your country and, you know, people needed love in that time. But at the same time, like, just pop culture
capitalism
everywhere
popped the fuck
it
off.
Did.
They were like,
no, it really
we
did.
We
got to
sell those American flags, mama. So,
no, it did. And that's why everyone puts flags aside there. It's like a whole weird thing. I mean, it started a culture of like proudness for your country.
Of which, literally American flags on bikinis. But,
yeah, that too. I mean, to me, it feels like that was like the beginning. I mean, I had like a gross, like shin length, my dog's barking.
It was shin length.
I had like a shin length swim trunk with an American flag on it.
Yeah.
And Old Navy.
To a fashion show in elementary school.
And I did. And at Old Navy, we would always get the American flag shirts and all stuff. So it doesn't surprise me that United We Stand was on there. But also, I feel that we have in this day and age a very different relationship to like those sorts of texts.
Right.
About
because
our
if
country.
Someone said, right. If someone put United We Stand on their sign right now, people would be pissed.
No, I would
like the right wing people would be pissed. They would be like, what do you mean we're stand united with?
Well, oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's funny. Maybe that's not even a phrase that people use really anymore in that sense.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, here we are. But yes, I agree.
It was just
half
a law
price,
fest.
Anal
they
salty
were
wiener burger. I'm so happy anal is up there because I was not expecting that.
No.
And anal felt like a lot for Fox in 2003 to put
up
there.
Like wiener, sure. Hot dogs, got it.
Half
but
price
like
anal? I mean, put it on my gravestone.
Oh my God, it was so good. And then they punished them by putting them in Sonic Cup costumes.
But the woman came over and she could not stop laughing, but she was like, I have to be mad. I have to
she
be
was
mad.
Like,
I have to be
that
mad.
That says, what?
She wouldn't say anal. No. Yeah, so they get punished by putting in slushy outfits. And okay, this is where I noticed this other woman who was being a little bitch. Because she came over to them and she said, if you see a kid, they like to see the balloons, not the middle finger. And I was like,
I kind of get it.
You need full price anal, I think. But then they go over to the supermarket in their outfits because they're like hungry and want a snack. And once again, Miss Ma'am comes over there, is mad.
I understand. But also, like, have fun with it.
Like, have a little fun with it. Like, make
them do. Because people are going to come, when they are on a cross-country road trip, they're going to be like, let's fucking stop in Ozark, Arkansas, and go to the Sonic.
Well, I don't think that it has that. I would hope that, what's this place called?
Ozark.
No, that's not, it's called Altus. Altus, Arkansas. Oh, yeah. Has a cult following and has a tourist department because of this, but I'm worried it doesn't because it still has a population of 600 people. But this Sonic should be proud. They are the Sonic.
United, if I was driving, Mama.
If I had to like go an hour further because I could go like on a road trip to this Sonic, I think I would.
I would literally have on my Sonic billboard, United We Stand in Half Price Anal.
Yeah. And I bet you that woman still works there. Yeah, so they then also get their checks and, you know, they get fired.
And as Albert Leading says, they pretty much messed up everything.
I wrote that down as well. Yeah, Dad, this was a weird kind of like fake premise they were setting up. Like,
yeah.
These people were their parents that had to like check in on them. Like, I don't think I need Daddy Albert coming to check in on me at the local Sonic and how I did.
No. I get why they're bothered by like the chores and stuff, which they famously write on the chore checklist. They won't read this anyways.
I once again like identify with these ladies. I mean, like everything they do.
I will post on our when the episode goes live, I'll post on our stories the screen grab of Paris and Nicole walking through the field, and Paris is like head to toe in a Luke and Nicole is in like sweatpants and a t-shirt. And I texted Tom, I was like, this is ridiculously you and me.
Fully us. Yeah. What's funny about Nicole is she doesn't really care. She cares less about the like fashion aspect of it all. Mm-hmm. She's more just like, I've never been a part of this lifestyle before. And I just want to go like smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
Like she gives me like, let's go smoke a blunt out in the back and like watch a movie. But and then Paris is like, I want to go shopping and get bottle service. They have like different vibes of like out of touchness to me.
Sure. Sure.
But then they go to the club that night and they do this really weird like interstitial of like the girls making out with men. And then they cut back to like grandma putting the kids to bed.
It was really bananas.
It was really weird. I was like, what are we doing?
And what I didn't understand and was that they're 22. Like, they're not – I mean, 22 is very young in hindsight. But at the same time, it's not like they're 18, like, or 17. Like, I get – part of me gets why they were like, yeah, no, we're going to, like, do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, they should be able to. But, yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of our little chat about Simple Life. I mean, once again – I will be finishing this. It was so good. Same. And I know buying things for, you know, the podcast seems kind of annoying, but I will say the season was only $4.99
to purchase. The whole season.
So yeah. I encourage you to just jump headfirst into this because it's like worth a watch. And also, if you have not put two and two together, we styled our little pod logo after the Simple Life.
We did. Creative direction by Tom Hamlet.
Barely, but yes. Now, this had to have been like a huge touchstone for so many people's entry to reality TV, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I really feel like we missed out on such a cultural moment that just now talking about it feels insane, but I'm glad that we're here.
You know, but how would our life have been different if we had started with this and not with like ANTM?
You know, butterfly effect. You never know.
You'll never know. Well, once again, thank you guys so much for all of your support through kind of our time away. And once again, next week's episode, we will be covering just kind of what we're watching on TV currently, touching down on a little Bravo stuff because there is a lot Bravo that we actually have not talked about. And additionally, at the end of those episodes will be when we let you guys know what we will be covering the next week for our throwback ep so you guys can catch up on that.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for sticking around. We're excited for this new little chapter.
That's another ep in the books. Make sure to follow me at Tom Hamlet on Instagram. And you can follow Kix
at Kix Hamlet, that's spelled C-I-X. And make sure to follow the pod on IG at Dumpster Dive Pod, and on TikTok at Two Dumpster Divas.
Rate, review, and subscribe to us and all the pods you love on your favorite app of choice. And we will see y'all soon.
Bye. Bye.